Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you being on the listening to us on the show tonight. We have a lot to get to, a lot to talk about. We're going to give you the latest news on the Rochester Lancers' efforts to play this season indoors, and we'll be talking with Rich Randall, the VP of the Lancers, in just a moment about that. We'll also have on with us Anwa Obasi from the Rhinos, my broadcast partner for one of the games this year, but of course he's best known as a left back, and we'll talk about the two road losses over the weekend and the huge match this Saturday, 7 p.m. at home against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Dick Howard will be on to have his take on the start of the EPL season. Remember, he promised us last week he was giving us his prediction on who was going to win.
We're going to talk about English soccer.
Yes, we're going to talk about English soccer. We're also going to talk about the kickoff to the Spanish League starting up this weekend. Italy's not till the following weekend, so we'll get to that. Calm, cool, and collected. Then we're going to go back in time to this date, August 18th, 1977, one of the most memorable matches in Rochester sports history, NASL history, and soccer history took place between the Rochester Lancers and the Toronto Metro Croatia. Lancers owner Charlie Sciano and our own Michael Lewis will share their memories of that famous 1-0 Lancers win. Notice I said 0 because it was 77.
Ibrahim Silva.
That's right. Ibrahim Silva scoring a goal. The Lancers playing with just 9 men for most of the match. It was unbelievable. We'll have memories of that in the second part of our show tonight. And, of course, Joe Sirianni, our host and Lancers Wall of Famer, was in Toronto at Varsity Stadium for that match. And I will never forget it. I remember Wayne Fuller losing his voice after Silva scored, and nobody expected the Lancers to win there, but they did.
Well, Andrew, those are memories. Those are things that we look back and prompt me to say the thing that I'm going to say right now, which is Soccer Town USA, Rochester. What happened to this nickname? What happened to soccer in Rochester? The Rhinos was not winning. The Flash have lost and they're done for the season. The Lens are in trouble and trying to come back with a new approach and new ownership. What's next? What happened to Rochester? Why is everything going to pot? And that's, you know, that's why did we lose all the prestige of soccer that was built with the Rhinos and, you know, many, many years ago when they were winning? And now, all of a sudden, you know, that we're fighting for our lives. I don't know what happened to the Flash. You know, and I don't know. And it's sad to see that soccer same, the guy that really loves soccer and put his money where his mouth was, you know, is no longer there. But we got a new owner, new guy that has aspiration, Doug Miller, that's trying to make the Lancer name survive. And, you know, I just hope that all goes well. I hope that the people that we're going to speak to, the person we're going to speak to next to us, is going to tell us a little bit more about the Lancer and what to expect.
Well, let's go right now to our first guest, Rich Randall, the VP for the Rochester Lancers. We'll get the latest news from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Rich's appearance brought to you by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortle Auto Group. Van Bortle Subaru, located in Victor, Van Bortle Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortle Chevy in Macedon. For more information and to contact them, go to vanbortlecars.com. Good evening, Rich. How are you doing tonight?
Joe, Andrew, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I certainly welcome to Soccer Kick and the Grass to you, because I think this is an honor to have you here and then a new approach, because you've been involved in soccer for a long time, and you see the good and the bad and the ugly. So you're a veteran now and a guru of soccer. So tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, I appreciate the kind words, and, you know, thank you personally for all the support that you've given not only us but soccer in this community for a long time, and, you know, much longer than I've been involved. So, you know, you guys are part of why it was given the name Soccer Town USA, and my job is to continue that name and make sure it is affiliated with Rochester Soccer, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So you asked me point blank, and I heard some of the things you guys opened the show with, and, you know, I could tell you, you know, I'm doing everything I can with all the resources I have to make this thing happen. As of right now, you know, Doug and I are trying to make a lot happen, and a lot of it has already happened. Sam is still going to be a part of this organization. I can't give too many details yet, but as soon as everything is kind of locked and loaded, we will get that out publicly, but, you know, I want to ease some concerns. I mean, the past couple weeks, you know, we've been just working harder than ever to make sure our I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and, you know, we want all the Lancers fans and this community to have the Lancers here. And what we've created in three seasons has just been amazing. And the outpour of fans and sponsors and everyone else that, you know, have called or texted or, you know, gave their input on Facebook, and our support has truly been amazing. And it, you know, it's something I'm really proud of, and I take a lot of pride in what we've, you know, done with the Lancers name. I mean, it's not often you have an opportunity to continue the nostalgia of an amazing brand that was created and, you know, did some amazing things in our community for so many years. And I'm proud to be a part of that, and I'm going to be even more proud to continue this name and hopefully win some championships for Rochester Soccer.
So, Rich, what are the next steps? I know that Doug had a meeting last week. He told me about just before the show started last week. Give us where things stand right now and what's going to happen in the near future, you know, this week or so, to keep things moving forward, and what kind of deadlines you guys butting up against.
Well, I tell you, there's, you know, in this business, regardless of whether it's indoor soccer, outdoor soccer, or another sport, I mean, there's always plenty of deadlines and a lot to get done in a little time. What I can tell you, and again, I can't give all the details, but a lot has happened in the past couple weeks. Obviously, Doug and I have been just working our tails off to, you know, meet with the Blue Cross Arena. They've bent over backwards and been amazing to us. We met with the league, and we've had several conference calls with the league. They've bent over backwards for us. And, you know, we've eased a lot of concerns that were out there, many of which were public. And, you know, I think we're getting closer and closer with the steps we've taken to get where we need to be with a lot of our own goals, and to make sure, you know, not only does it fit and is viable for us, but viable for this community. You know, we want the product that our fans have committed to for the past three seasons. We want to put out the product that the fans know and love. And, you know, until we're very confident that we're able to do that, we're going to keep working and working and working. But I promise you, you know, we won't stop until we have that product for our fans. And, you know, I'm very confident that they'll have that.
Rich, I got a question for you. As you know, I go to the soccer game, and frequently, you know, we get together with the people that are the aficionados of soccer, They attend the Rhinos, they attend the Lancer, they attend the Flash. One of the questions is that, I don't know whether you can answer here or not, but one of the questions was brought to me. The season ticket holder, that were life members of the Lancers, are they going to be, are those things going to be honored?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, our plan, and again, we've got a few more details to iron out, you know, nothing to be really concerned about, but, you know, everything in our goal is that it's a seamless transition, if there even is a transition. You know, like I said, a few of the concerns that were out there, I think we've gotten past, and, you know, Sam will be involved in some capacity, you know, moving forward, and we're going to iron out these things. And then, you know, hopefully soon, when everything is ironed out, we will be in a place where we can publicly announce the true vision and the true plan moving forward for the Lancers.
Well, certainly everyone is talking about it, Rich. There's still people posting. They want to know what's going on. And was one last question. I know we have Anuel Bassi waiting on us, but the publicly what had come out about the scoring was a big concern. And you know, I don't know if that's really completely the case, if that was the main reason for the whole situation that happened recently. But there was talk about having a different scoring system for some teams and than others. And you know, has that been worked out with the league yet, or is that still something that needs to be dealt with?
Yeah, so one of our concerns, obviously, Sam was pretty outspoken about that, was the scoring. And, you know, Sam, his personal view of scoring is he's against single point. And anyone that has, you know, read any of his comments or listened to any of his comments, you know, he is outspoken. He's very passionate about that. He loves multi-point scoring and feels that it's exciting. And like I said earlier in this conversation, you know, we want the product to be seamless for our fans. So the expectation that they've had the past three seasons, when they come back in the doors of Blue Cross Arena this season, we want it to be seamless. We want it to be the same. We don't want them to get in there all of a sudden. It's a different scoring system. You know, and one of the options brought to the table by the league, you know, to help coordinate the effort to make this work for everyone is similar to baseball, where there's, you know, different divisions with, you know, single and multi-point scoring. And that has been brought to the table.
Oh, boy. I'll reserve my comments. Let's just say this. I think if they did that, I think it puts a damper on the league. I think it just makes the league look a little bit amateurish myself. You know, either, you got to go one way or the other. And, you know, I wouldn't care if it was single point versus multi-point. It's still the same game. You still have six people on the field. Object is to put the ball in the back of the net. So, it, you know, that's my opinion, but leave that
well,
as
a man. I guess it's kind of the beauty of this. Everyone has a strong opinion on it. I mean, we could probably fill an entire show with this debate because you and I will have differing opinions, and I'm sure everyone else that comes on is different, but the dynamics do change. You know, when Mauricio Salas gets the ball, regardless of the score, and he's around that three-point arc, you know, the fans are on their feet. You know, the good thing about our sport is because it's so dynamic, no one's on their cell phones, no one's texting, no one's, you know, yawning, looking around in the sky. I mean, it's just, there's so much excitement, and it doesn't matter what the score is. All of a sudden, Mauricio Salas hits a rocket to the upper corner for a three-point goal. Every person's on their feet. Every kid is screaming. I mean, that's the fun of this sport. And, you know, I think, you know, that's why indoor soccer is this beautiful niche, where it not only attracts the soccer people that love the pure soccer game that's played around the world, but we also get all the casual fans that, you know, may need a little extra to get to a soccer game. And, you know, that's where I love the niche that we have, where we can cater to that casual American sports fan.
Okay. Well, Rich, we have to leave it there. We'll certainly be talking about this in the next weeks or so as we move closer to a final decision on the Lancers. But, again, thank you so much for all you and you're doing and all Doug is doing, and we hope that we see the Lancers on the field this coming fall and winter. So thanks again, and please keep us informed as things move forward.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your conversation with Anwa. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Rich.
Thanks a lot, Rich. That's Rich Randall from the Rochester Lancers. Let's now move over to the Rochester Rhinos, and we're joined by my broadcast colleague from one game this year and now is putting the ball in the back of the net again for the Rhinos, as he did against the Charlotte Eagles on the weekend. We're joined by Ottawa Obasi. Ottawa's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. This Saturday, the Rhinos have a huge match against the Harrisburg City Islanders, 7 p.m. kickoff. It's back-to-school night. Come on out and support the Rhinos. This is a very, very important match if the Rhinos are going to make the playoffs. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Ottawa, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on scoring on the weekend. I know that I'm sure the team was disappointed with the results.
Yeah. Hi, Andrew. Very nice to be here. Just to let you know in advance, if my phone drops out, I'm just on a train, so my signal might be in and out. But the weekend, yeah, difficult result to swallow. Bittersweet getting the goal, but at that point in the game, it was kind of desperate times, and we were trying to get men forward, and we kind of cracked their back line once, got the goal, and then kind of naively gave up a third, and the game was out of sight by that point.
It is a definitely tough result. I mean, and I got to ask you, the Rhinos in the last three matches have given up a penalty in each of the three matches. I don't know if they were deserved or not. We can leave that to debate, but I'm sure that that didn't help matters going behind having on penalties in three straight matches.
Yeah, three dubious decisions, really. The first one we can't really have much complaint about, actually. A foul in the box, like an emergency defending, and we gave away the penalty, but the second one and the third one, you wouldn't generally see those penalties given, and it's a shame when you go behind to an early goal like that, where you're giving away a penalty that under different circumstances would never be a penalty, and you kind of put you in a situation where your backs are against the wall, and it's an uphill struggle because then you have to score two goals to win a game.
Absolutely, Joe.
I know Joe Suriani here. Just you know, you score goals, and Jesse also are the leading scorer at for the Rhinos. I just, my question might be a little bit pointed. I mean, what I've noticed is that when you guys are in the have the opportunity to score, for some reason, instead going for the kill, you guys just like pass the ball back and instead of taking the opportunity to shoot. And why is that?
Well, you know, a lot of our training, especially in the recent weeks, is focused on being around the box and scoring goals in tight situations. And I feel as though when it comes to the game situation, there's certain players like JT who's got that killer instinct. And when he's inside the box, you know he's deadly, and you know he's going to create that space for himself. But unfortunately, on most occasions, we haven't really been able to get that early goal, especially considering we've been in some great positions, and that's kind of swayed games. So I know coach has made a point of it to get us around the box and just putting the ball in the back of the net repeatedly, and just hasn't translated into games.
Well, Ottawa, this Saturday you guys have Harrisburg. The Rhinos now do not control their own destiny when it comes to the playoffs, so this match is critical. It's a team that we've had trouble with in the past. What's coach going to be working on, do you think, this week when it comes to Harrisburg? Because, again, we have to play them a second time next weekend down in Harrisburg.
Well, yeah, I think a main focus this week is just about getting our mentality right, because we've obviously lost three games in a row in the league for the first time this season. And normally we bounce back, especially after two. We don't normally lose two on the trot, but to lose three. So I think it's getting back that mentality that we know we're a good team. We know we can play anyone off the park on our day. And it's just getting back to winning ways, really. So I think this week coach is going to be honest to make sure we do the little things correctly and go into the game being professionals, knowing that we need the result and we can't let things slip and maybe give away early chances. So that'll be paramount this week.
Well, Lana, we appreciate you coming on. I know you're traveling right now. We wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday. The game will be on TV, so we have a big audience. And, of course, we hope the stadium is filled up for this big, important match. And I'll be looking forward to calling it. So wish the team the best of luck, and we'll see you this Saturday at the stadium.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And cheers, Joe. Cheers.
Good luck.
Thank you, Ottawa. That's Ottawa Abbasi from the Rochester Rhinos. Again, Rhinos, 7 p.m. Saturday at Salem Stadium against Harrisburg. Of course, this is also the anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. And Elvis and soccer will be forever joined thanks to Nike and the great commercials from the 2002 World Cup starring Eric Cantona and Scorpion Soccer, first goal win. So we'll go out with some Elvis music. We're playing some Elvis tonight during our show. We'll go talk with Dick Howard next about English soccer, Spanish soccer, and of course the under 20 Women's World Cup. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton. The message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kooja Kooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg in the first of a home-and-home series against the City Islanders. It's back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, the fall sports seasons for schools and recreational is just around the corner. So get your gear monogrammed, embroidered. Get all your stuff at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a discount. And their customer service is always top-notch at Top Notch Monogramming. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Good, and I'm sure you're smiling tonight, Andrew.
Oh, Dick, I can tell you.
Don't we say anything, Joe?
As soon as I come in, there's a big smile. He's very happy, and he's just going to wait until he tells me what a game Chelsea played today. My God, what a beautiful goal they scored. And he proceeded to show me the goal that Fabregas was, set up. So this guy is in love with English soccer. And I said to him that we're going to outlaw him talking in this show about English soccer. And he says, no way.
No, I said Italy doesn't start for another week and a half, 2 weeks yet.
Even so. When it starts, I don't talk about Italian soccer because I don't think that it's going to be that good.
No, we'll give time for Spanish soccer and French soccer and Spanish exactly. soccer. We'll give it all. We'll give Andrew his credit today because he's smiling after that fabulous performance at Turf Moor in the 3-1 win over Burnley.
But who did they beat?
I must admit, Andrew, I was... That second goal was just superb. 25 passes, and then the ball in from Cesc Fabregas, and the run, by Ivanov was just absolutely superb.
Well, this is the news of the day, Joe. That's why we're talking about it, because it was played today. Just ended just about an hour or about 2 hours ago. And I was on our friend Eric Nash's show out of Philadelphia talking about Chelsea because they asked me to preview the team, and I said that Fabregas is the key to this team. I could score goals with him setting me up. And it's funny, one of the guys on was trying to disparage Fabregas, and now, of course, today he basically sets up all three goals. And if he can do that, this team is going to be practically impossible to beat. That was just, obviously they're playing Burnley. Burnley is certainly not the class of the English Premiership by any means, but, every game was close this round, except the Chelsea match was pretty much over after 35 minutes, but every other game were close. Manchester United, everybody touting them. They crashed and burned. The first time they lost a home opener since the early 70s, which is pretty amazing.
Who did they lose?
They lost to Swansea.
1972, a long time ago.
So right now it's similar faces at the top, but certainly matches a lot tougher than I think the top teams were expecting.
I think, it's going to be a battle. You've got arguably sort of six teams that are going to... I think Chelsea and Manchester City will battle for the top spot, and if you're a betting man, you'd probably put your money on Chelsea, given the performance and the signings that they've made. But, Manchester City showed that they get the results. That was a good performance up in the northeast in Newcastle. I think Arsenal and Liverpool will be battling for the third spot. Again, London against the north. And then Spurs and Everton, for the... The fifth and sixth spots. Manchester United, very disappointing, and I think it's going to be a long season for Manchester United fans. They desperately need new players, and based on that performance at the weekend, very disappointing for Van Gaal, who has said himself that it will take him 2 or 3 months to get his system and everything sort of gelling as it should do. But, as you say, the top at the moment, Chelsea, Manchester City second, and it could well be that way at the end of the season, although I've got to, sort of put my money on another team from the north, because I'm from the north of England, Andrew, so that's why I'm sort of picking Manchester City. But Chelsea looked awfully good today.
Well, I said last week I thought Manchester City was still the favorite because they basically bring back the same team, and they were mm-hmm. they were very, very strong last year. I mean, Chelsea, I said on the show yesterday, I said if they had won the games they were supposed to win, they would have won the championship. They beat Manchester City twice. They beat Liverpool twice. They tied and beat Arsenal. They tied and beat Manchester United. They did what they had to do. They just lost games and tied games. They should not have dropped points against those teams. Yeah. So,
and the interesting situation, of course, the big question was Petr Cech or Thibaut Courtois, and the great one has explained why. And it's good reasoning, because I think back when Petr Cech, he was 22 when he got signed in 2004, and Carlo Coducini was the senior goalkeeper. And he's had 10 great years. Now he's 32 years of age. Courtois, I think, is 22. So you've got a very similar situation to what happened with Petr Cech, and a good decision. I think it's wise to invest in the younger goalkeeper. Whether Petr Cech will stay or move on, who knows? But he certainly made a great save, didn't he, in the second half.
Maybe he can go in early because Italy doesn't produce good goalkeepers anymore.
Well, the Chelsea does have a line in with Roma. That's where Ashley Cole will be playing this year. And Chelsea's actually after the Moroccan defender from Roma. Both him and Manchester United are after him because they think both teams need to shore up the middle of the defense a little bit. So, I mean, the transfer window is still open. And Angel Di Maria has been a rumored target for Manchester United. That would certainly change the dynamic if they could sign
a
player.
They need some players, don't they? Jeez, it was really disappointing. That before. No, not taking anything away from their opponents, but... No, they desperately need to replace players who've departed for whatever reason.
Joe, you're grimacing over there.
I'm still thinking, Dick, that all the federation, they should work to give opportunity to the local player, the players of the country, so they can be better when they come to World Cup or European competition, because. Let me tell you, Italy, just like England and just like other countries, they depend a lot on foreign players, so to speak, mm-hmm. Okay? Even though we got Europe United, however they call it, it's working out bad for soccer in those countries, because, especially in Italy, I can only speak about Italy. And even my favorite team is going to all foreign players. Pretty soon we're going to have Inter that is known for being international. Juventus is going to be international. Roma is going to be international. We're going to have more non-Italian players on those teams than any country. And, at the end of the day, they're going to pay the consequences that they pay right now, because they didn't do very well in the world scene.
It's certainly a valid point. I think it's a great one for debate, Joe, because you look at the game today, with Chelsea and what they spent, Costa and Fabregas, I think, close to £60 million. And then you got Taylor and Djukjevic, were about £1.5 million. And you look at the strength on the bench. The players on the bench for Chelsea could start for any team in the Premiership. It's just... they say dollars and cents, and we've seen that certainly with Manchester City more than any other team, of course, the money they've spent.
Dick, we opened up the show tonight with my debate about what happened to soccer in Rochester. And really, what I really wanted to add to my commentary, so to speak, is that no one really knows what goes on into a dressing room. No one, and you and I know, because we've been there. Controversy, players' attitude, coach attitude, all that kind of thing contribute to the performance of a team on the field. I am a firm believer that once you have players that you can depend on and you feel confident to put them on the field, they need to be allowed to play the game. And if you got to make any correction, the corrections are done at halftime, or before the game. But during the game, players should be left alone to play the game. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, well, as I say, the coach should just sit on the bench and enjoy the game. But as we see, that's certainly not the case with many coaches. They've got to be in the technical area ranting and raving and arguing with the fourth official and doing all manner of things. But ideally, you're quite right. If the team's well prepared, you just sit back and you just enjoy the experience, which is not often the case.
No, Popovich never stood back. He was always wearing up and down.
Popovich did a lot of hollering too, but he did most of the correction either before the game or at halftime.
Okay, that's
but
good
he was not a nut.
What did Charlie do?
Well, that's a different story.
That sure is. Well, Dick, we got just a couple moments here. La Liga, really, I mean, you got three teams. You got Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico, the champions. Atletico, of course, lost a lot of talent.
Atletico, no chance at all this season. I think that the two teams that are going to be disputing the Super Cup this week, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, I think Real Madrid's going to be the only team in Madrid that is going to have a good season. And, of course, their eternal rivals, Barcelona. But it'll be good, the Super Cup. It's in the Vicente Calderon tomorrow and then in the Bernabeu on Friday. Two-legged affair, and I note that Iker Casillas is getting preferred over the Costa Rican Keylor Navas at the present time. So I think you're just going to see a two-horse race in La Liga, and I can't see Atletico with all the players they've, you know, sold to stay in contention.
Well, give them a lot of credit. They did what nobody else thought they could do.
Fantastic, fantastic performance. Diego Simeone did an outstanding job, but he's lost some really key players, and it's going to affect what he puts on the field this season.
Well, I think we appreciate you being on, as always. We'll talk about Italy next Monday night.
We will. We will give 12 of my 15 minutes to Italian football, to Il Calcio, Joe.
Well, just prepare yourself to give me your rendition on Conte become the national team coach. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you very much, Dick. And,
okay, Joe. Ciao.
Our best
talk to you next week, guys. Bye for now.
Ciao.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And coming up next, we'll go back in time to 1977 and talk with Rochester Lancers owner Charlie Schiano about the NASL playoff match between the Lancers and the Toronto Metro Croatia, where the Lancers did the impossible and won 1-0, playing with just 9 men for most of the match. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
I'm all shook up.
Voice of Liberty.
WYSL.
You are listening to WYSL 1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at DavidOlivoDMD.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg in the first of a home-and-home series against the City Islanders. It's back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
WYSL Time Capsule takes you back, 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 back.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And this is going a little too far back, I think, with the Elvis. That goes back to the 50s. We're only going back to 1977 with the rest of our show tonight. We're going to talk about today's anniversary, 37 years to the day when the Lancers and Toronto Metro Croatia played one of the most memorable and famous matches in NASL history. The Lancers doing the impossible, winning with just nine men, a goal from Ibrahim Silva that sent the Rochester Lancers fans into delirium and the Toronto Metro fans into hysteria, probably. The man who remembers it all better than anyone else is the former owner of the Rochester Lancers. Joining us now, Charlie Sciano, and Charlie's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes. Call 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com and talk to Bernie Iacovangelo, who's been supporting soccer in Rochester for years and years and years. We highly recommend Faber Homes. And Charlie, it just seems, I can't say it seems like yesterday because I was only in high school back then, but I still remember the broadcast like it was yesterday.
God, you remember that broadcast?
Yep, I remember Wayne losing his voice after Silva scored that goal. But the whole match was just incredible if you think about it. I mean, Toronto was the defending NASL champions, and the Lancers got a win at home in the first leg, even though Stanovich missed two penalty kicks. We wanted a shootout, but I don't think anybody expected us to win in Toronto.
No, it was just a tremendous, tremendous match. And for those who say soccer isn't exciting and nail-biting for both teams, it was, into the 11th, in the first 20 minutes of the game, the referee, a Canadian referee, and God, I forgot his name, red carded two of our players. First, it was the Iceman. Then he gave Tuksha, because there was Tuksha had played for Toronto, and he was a tough man. He was an iron man. He was a hard man, and it was a very physical game. I mean, there was no doubt about it. The first 20 minutes, they were going at one another like you wouldn't believe. So a coach had played 70 minutes with only nine men. And he set up a pyramid defense with Stojanovic at the tip of it, at the front, and he had three and four men behind that, and, of course, Jack Brand in goal. And you have to understand, if you think about it, they had a tremendous team because they attacked and attacked and attacked. What the Canadian coach did is put two defenders on Stojanovic, so Stojanovic never always played at the midfield, was right at the midline the whole game, and he occupied two defenders. What happened was a throw-in. We had a throw-in on our side, and Silva took a throw-in. What's his name from Webster was the threw it in.
Craig Reynolds
threw the ball in. Through Craig Reynolds, that's it. My memory's coming back. Craig Reynolds threw it in. Silva streaked down the right side, and, of course, Stojanovic went to the left, went deep to the left, creating a whole area. Nobody was on Silva because he beat the fullback. He beat the left fullback. And so he was coming down one-on-one from the right side. Stoli went to the far post, and the goalie came out, and Silva just tipped it. He took a shot from about, I'd say 20 yards out and maybe 18 yards out, but he just lifted it right over the goalie's head, went into the far corner of the far post, and we went crazy. I mean, they had, as I recall, either 32 or 33 shots. We had one shot. One shot the whole game. I mean, they attacked. And they had tremendous attacking power. Jack Brandt and the defense played a magnificent game. I mean, all the kids were just unbelievable. Pollahan and and all the kids just were just Peter Short. They were just, it was unbelievable the defense we played. Of course, when that happened, I was shooting the color with our good friend there. We both lost our voice. I think I said some pejorative statements about the referee. I'm surprised it wasn't tied. But I think I said some things about the referee. But, I mean, it was just incredible. It was just absolutely the most magnificent event you could be at. You couldn't write a better storyline to that.
Andrew alluded to the fact that the referee was given instruction, so we couldn't win.
I say that match was fixed. I think that because you got to remember back then, people listening, in 1977, red cards were almost never given out, ever. I mean, even yellow cards for professional fouls didn't happen. So when Foslich got sent off, I remember Wayne Fuller, he just said, you know, and Foslich fouled the player, the referee's coming over, he pulls out a red card! And he just went ballistic. He couldn't believe that a red card was a straight red, which you never saw. So that's what I'm thinking. You know, somebody up there did not want the Lancers playing the Cosmos in the semifinals.
Well, we knew that semifinal game was going to be on national television. In fact, worldwide television. We knew that. And that may have been a factor. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I just know that the Lancers dug in. I couldn't be more proud of them in my whole life on that game right there, because they played their hearts out. The kids were just great. Craig Reynolds, a right fullback, a young American kid. Powell Hand on the left-hand side. The coach over at MCC, he was in the defense. That was three of those solid defenders were American kids. Just remember that. And they had that. Yep. That Toronto team had some excellent Yugoslavian players. I mean, and they had some international players. It was fantastic. It just wasn't. And, you know, you have to give Stoli a lot of credit because he pulled those two defenders with him when he swung way over to the left. I can still picture in my mind that goal. I really can. Too bad we must have. Channel 10, I think, had that game, showed that game, or parts of it anyways. They got a line from the Toronto television station. They showed that goal, and it was just fantastic.
I remember seeing the goal on replay, I believe. But I want to ask you, Charlie, one last thing, because we have to get to Michael Lewis, too, and get his thoughts. What happened after the match? When the final whistle blew, what happened? I mean, the Lancer players obviously were overjoyed.
We're in for our life.
That's what I want to find out. Did you guys have to beat it? Because, again, for people who didn't know, the Lancer players were mostly from Serbia, and Toronto, obviously, given their name, were
Croatia.
Mostly Croats.
Well, except for the Foslich, the Iceman.
Right, Foslich was from Croatia.
He was Croatian, a Muslim Croat.
We left ourselves.
But
in
I got to tell
room.
You, the executives of Toronto came to me after the game and they said, "Charlie, unless your Lancers really screw up, you got a chance to win this championship." He said, "They said that you got a real solid team here." He said, "No matter what they say, even though you know you were not chosen, you got a chance to win this." And of course, we made a mistake in that game against Cosmos. We had that big crowd at Hollander, and that second goal was just a mistake. But I think we could have beat the Cosmos. I really do, and at least at home. So I was just so proud of Lancers anyways. I really was. I mean,
I think one of the greatest matches, one of the greatest sporting events that a Rochester team has ever been. It's on par with the Rhinos Open Cup win in Columbus. And
I don't know. I think it's even better than that one. Frankly, because you're playing 70 minutes, 9 against 11, and against a great, great team. I mean, that Toronto Metro Croatian team was a great team. There's no doubt about it. They were very solid, and they were very, very tough. They were very tough, and there was no mercy, and nobody gave any ground on that thing.
Charlie, we appreciate you coming on and talking about the match, and I can't believe it's been that long. But
I can't believe
it.
I just know that it's great sharing these memories with you and with Joe and with the fans, because that will be that's always been a great memory for me for everything the Lancers have accomplished. That's really one of the landmarks, I feel, of Rochester sports, that victory 9 against 11 for 70 minutes. And I still have the score sheets. I still have the scorebook. I've kept that, treasure that. Well, take care, you guys. You're doing a great job, and good luck, and keep it going. Keep the ball rolling, okay?
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Joe. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Charlie Schiano, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll talk with Michael Lewis. We'll continue our look back at this match. We'll get Michael's support for perspective. He was there live covering the match for the Democrat Chronicle, and he wrote about it this week on BigAppleSoccer.com. Michael Lewis next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
What you doing to me?
The West and New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the past season in the NWSL. Be sure to visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com during the off-season for the latest news on the team and information about season tickets for 2015. The West and New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of Your Choice Auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 23rd, 7 p.m., hosting Harrisburg in the first of a home-and-home series against the City Islanders. It's back-to-school night at Salem Stadium. Tickets for teachers and their families are just $5 each, and all students receive a free notebook as they enter the stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready.
Three to get ready. Three and four and five and whatever. This we're having a lot of fun this week on Soccer's Kicking Ass. Remembering Elvis Presley passed away 37 years ago. And 37 years ago, the Rochester Lancers and Toronto Metros played one of the most incredible matches that I've ever listened to on the radio. I didn't see it. I wasn't in Toronto. I did see the first match, though, when they played here in Rochester. And someone who saw both those matches and all the matches that year for the Lancers is our guest now and our correspondent for U.S. Soccer. But tonight we're reminiscing about the Lancers in Toronto with Michael Lewis. And Michael on BigAppleSoccer.com talks about the matches, so definitely go check that out. Michael's segment this week brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. The 30th location is opening soon at 4165 Buffalo Road on the west side. 234-5555 or go to Salvatore's.com. And Michael, we were talking with Charlie in the last segment, and Charlie, of course, the pride and he could tell a smile was on his face talking about that match. I think it was one of his biggest moments as an owner, the way the Lancers played in that match.
I can understand why. I mean, you're talking about the cliches, backs to the wall, no tomorrow, and you're playing in enemy territory. You haven't won there in years. I don't know if you, You gentlemen got into the Serbian-Croatian situation as well, too. You're playing two men down. Scoreless draw does not look very good at all, but you've got to give the team a lot of credit. You've got to give the coach, Don Popovich, a tremendous credit for devising a system that probably was a cousin to Catenaccio, an ultra-conservative defensive system that got the Lancers through the second half, and somehow Ibrahim Silva scored a goal. You talk about the stars lining against you in one half, and then the second half, at least for a few minutes, it aligned with you, and they came up with arguably their most improbable victory in the history of the franchise.
Michael, one of the things that I remember mostly is that I have time in, you know, the coach really, you know, really encouraged the player, told him, he gave him this speech, half in English, half in Yugoslavian, you know, to Popovich and Stojanovic. And, you know, Stojanovic at that time, you know, was the key player, you know, that everybody was converging in, much like Charlie alluded to. And he was not liked by the Croatian because he was Serbian. And, you know, there was it was a hard game for the same thing that you just mentioned, because there was no love lost then, just like there is no love lost now in many other places of the world where people don't like each other because of their religion or because you know, the other things. But there was a war. I remember there was a war. And I remember that we had, at the end of the game, we have run into the dressing room because, you know, the Croatian there, they didn't like very much what happened. So how do you remember it?
Well, you're giving some great behind-the-scenes stories that I don't think very many people knew about, or maybe they've forgotten about. I just remember it as a gutty performance. I think going into the second half, I was thinking, man, this is going to be difficult. The one thing that Rochester had in its favor was that they won the first game, Lancers. So it wasn't, you know, all they had to do, and I'm making this very simple, all they had to do was reach the shootout. Easier said than done, but they were masters at the shootout that season. You know, it was a gritty performance. I remember talking to Stojanovic in that same locker room afterwards, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but sometimes it's better not to know a language because sometimes you can put it into better words that way. And he said, we had hearts like elephants. And, you know, someone might say we had big hearts, but I thought he put it into perfect fashion, hearts like elephants. And I think that described the team's performance in the game, particularly in the final 45 minutes.
I mean, it's something I don't think you could possibly even see today, any team playing with nine men for over an hour and winning a match on the road in maybe one of the most hostile environments you could possibly imagine. I mean, Varsity Stadium held about 20,000 people. It was an old stadium, very similar to Hollander Stadium, and the fans were right on top of the field. And, you know, again, it's mostly Croatians who hate the Serbians for centuries, and the war was basically played out in the two legs here, one in Rochester, one in Toronto, and the Lancers came out on top, and I think every Lancer fan was Lancer Mania. That was the birth of Lancer Mania. And then, of course, we know what happened with the Cosmos and over 20,000 people at Hollander. And it was all set up because of the way the Lancers played in that match, Michael. And we'll never forget it.
You couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, I like to think I have a wild imagination, but there's no way that I could have put together a scenario like that. Maybe a couple of things here or there, but you know, an improbable win in like you said, in incredible conditions, and you know, all to them. I think I was stunned and amazed the next day when it sunk in, saying, "Oh my Lord, they're playing the Cosmos for a chance in Soccer Bowl." know, it didn't hit me that night because I had to work when I started to really think about what it meant. I said, they are two wins away from going to the championship game.
Those were great times, Mike, and I, you know, the memories are many. I can close my eyes, I can sort of visualize the game right now, you know, reliving it, because I remember the bus trip back to Rochester, you know, how jubilant everybody was, and how we were all animated and satisfied and proud that we were there. You know, that we're the Lancers.
And we got to mention, everyone, go to BigAppleSoccer.com, read Offside Remarks by Michael Lewis, where he talks about the match and what his thoughts were now today after thinking back on it 37 years ago. Michael, thank you so much for contributing to this reminiscing about this historic match in Rochester history. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, my pleasure, gentlemen. Great talking to you once again.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for the memories.
As Michael Lewis, and I thank Michael and Dick Howard, of course, as always, for being our correspondents on the show. Thank you to Rich Randall from the Lancers, Anuel Bassi from the Rhinos, along with Jan Giroux, Greg Stanton, Pat Erkley, Dave Selinski. Rhinos in action Saturday, 7 p.m. against Harrisburg, 454 kick to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Bob will be off next week. We'll have the big boss, Bob Savage, engineering for us. So, Bob, have a great vacation. Do that next Monday at 6:30. For Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.